She hardly noticed them, damn it. Just smiled serenely with her head high. She was quite unguarded, too. But on she walked, quite the thing, while those cabbage-eating swabs growled and glared and did nothing. Oh, she had the measure of those fellows, all right. But to see her so small and defenceless and brave, I tell you I never was so proud to be an Englishman as in that moment. I wanted to rush forward to her side, to show her there was a countryman to walk with her through that damned, muttering pack of foreigners. Yes, by gad, I would have been happy, proud and happy to come to her assistance, to be at her side. "Why didn't you, then?" I asked him. "Why not, sir? Because the crowd was too thick, dammy. How could I have done?" No doubt he was damn glad of the excuse, too. I wouldn't have been at her side for twice the contents of my valise. The risk she ran was appalling, for it would probably have taken only one spark to set them rushing in on her. The way they'd been baying for her only a few minutes before would have frozen any ordinary person's blood. But not Lola. There was no cowing her. She was showing them, deliberately putting herself at their mercy, daring them to attack her. And she knew them better than they knew themselves, and they let her pass without a murmur. It was pure idiot pride on her part, of course, typically Montez, and of a piece with what she'd done, I heard, in the previous night's disturbance, when they were throwing brickbats at her windows, and the crazy bitch came out on her balcony dressed in her finest ball gown and littered with gems, and toasted them in champagne. The plain truth about her was that she didn't care a damn. And they went in awe of her for it. She reached the coach, and the chap inside hopped out and handed her in. But the coachee couldn't whip up until the crowd began to disperse. They went quietly, almost hangdog. It was the queerest thing you ever saw. And then the coach began to go forward, at a walk, and the coachee still didn't whip up, even when the way was quite clear. I tagged along a little way in the rear, marvelling at all this, and not a little piqued to see her get off scot-free. Why, the brutes hadn't even given her a rotten egg to remember them by. But that's like the Germans. Let anyone stand up to 'em, and they shuffle and look at each other and touch their forelocks to him. An English crowd, now, they'd either have murdered her or carried her shoulder high, cheering. But these squareheads didn't have the bottom to do either.